Lullaby, written by Tired Bliss, read by Coprime. Reading, general audiences. Archive warning, no archive warnings apply. Fandom, Daredevil TV. Relationship, Matt Murdock / Foggy Nelson. Additional tags, point of view Matt Murdock. Matt loves what he does, but he's also tired as hell. Summary, the city was calmer during these hours. The noise pollution at a level where Matt didn't have to filter his hearing. It was the sort of lullaby he fell asleep to as the years went by, even on the worst of nights. These nights, Matt listened to a different kind of lullaby. Or, Matt returns home after a busy patrol and winds down for the night. Podfickers notes, this was recorded for Voice Team 2024 for the two-timer challenge to record two different versions of the same work. This is the traditional version. It's late when Matt slips through the rooftop access of his apartment, locking it behind him with a tired sigh. The kitchen was restless tonight, one crime occurring after the other with no chance to take any kind of breather. Matt supposes he got lucky only sustaining minor injuries. The last thing he wanted was a wound that would delay his safe return home. He forces himself not to drag his feet, making his way down the stairs and carefully avoiding the creakiest parts of the steps. He doesn't bother going to the trunk, untying his boots and setting them against the wall instead, ignoring the soreness in his feet as he slips into the bathroom. The horned helmet is unceremoniously removed and placed on the counter, the gloves carelessly tossed inside the shower floor. Removing the rest of the suit takes longer than usual, for the sake of keeping quiet, and also because of the exhaustion of a night's worth of aches slowly seeping into his bones. Matt never had regrets taking up the mask to protect his neighborhood and everyone in it. It was a duty he prided himself in, knuckles long stained with the blood of those he fought in order to keep everything and everyone he loved within Hell's Kitchen safe. But damn, did he wish he got a break once in a while. He manages to strip off both halves of the suit after some struggle, nose scrunching at the smell of sweat and the miscellaneous scents New York alleyways unfortunately have to offer. They join the gloves in a heap on the shower floor, Matt doing his best to hose it all down, hoping the grime and blood would disappear down the drain. He mulls over the last time the suit got proper scrub down as he moves the items to the wash basin for a longer soak. Well, that's a problem for tomorrow, Matt. A sigh of relief comes when he finally steps into the shower himself, the warm water a welcome feeling on his skin as he takes it in for a few moments. Perhaps a little too welcoming, he realizes, jolting awake after a few seconds of sleeping on the spot, steadying himself before he slips. He takes another moment to shake it off before forcing himself to get clean. It's a slow task to wash his hair with aching arms, and it's not any easier scrubbing himself down, grimacing over the places he got hit the hardest and where bruises are sure to form. It was something he's grown used to, not that the familiarity eased the pain. He knows he'll hear the concerns tomorrow from Foggy and Karen. He's older now, not to the point where he's starting to slow down, but there were days the older injuries got the better of him. Matt tries not to think about it too much, instead wrapping up the shower, drying himself off, and grabbing the clean pair of boxers and shirt left for him on top of the laundry basket. Muscle memory has him padding towards the kitchen for a glass of water and a late-night sandwich set in the fridge. He doesn't bother sitting, opting to lean against the counter lazily as he eats, slowly blinking and fighting the exhaustion that threatens to drag him under with an empty stomach that's been bugging him for hours. The city was calmer during these hours, the noise pollution at a level where Matt didn't have to filter his hearing. It was the kind of peace he longed for, a rare moment where he could let his guard down without becoming overwhelmed by the never-ending hustle of the city that never sleeps. It was the sort of lullaby he fell asleep to as the years went by, even on the worst of nights. These nights, Matt listened to a different sort of lullaby, and it waited for him through the bedroom door. Most of the time it was soft snores and murmurs, unintelligible from nonsense dreams barely remembered in the morning. Once in a while, the bed creaked with unconscious attempts to roll around until it was comfortable enough to settle down, before the cycle repeated moments later. The most important sound, Matt found, was the slow but strong heartbeat he'd grown familiar with back in Colombia, keeping him grounded for as long as they'd known each other. He's had to tell Foggy to get proper sleep, coming home to find him sprawled out on the couch countless times, cup of tea long gone cold and first aid kit set on the table. It was a rare occurrence that Matt had to wake him, but it was on those nights that Foggy gently reminded him to be more careful, soft hands on wounded skin. And every time Matt's heart ached as he promised he would try his best. It was a shaky promise, they'd learned, but nowadays Matt made a bit more effort not to throw himself headfirst into danger. No matter how much he got knocked down, he would get back up to make it home safely. He always did. He had to. Matt leaves his train of thought at that, shaking his head as he finishes his late-night snack and washes the dishes, mindful of the noise. After a quick late-night routine, he finally makes it to the bedroom, sliding the door closed and taking in Foggy's form curled up on the bed. He can't help his quiet chuckle when he lifts up the blanket and Foggy shivers, sleepily reaching out for it in frustration as Matt slips into the bed and covers them both. It's immediate in the way Foggy wraps his arms around Matt's torso, pulling him close for body heat, unconsciously adjusting to his return before his head takes its rightful place under Matt's chin, nuzzling him with a content sigh. It's immediate in the way Matt feels at ease, any remaining tension leaving his body as he settles into his own rightful place by Foggy's side, pressing a kiss to his forehead with a small smile. He wraps his arms around Foggy's soft form, knowing their limbs will tangle together by the time the day begins again. The smile remains on Matt's face as he lets Foggy's steady breathing and heartbeat lull him to sleep, knowing he is home, safe, and unconditionally loved. The end. Thank you for listening. If you enjoyed this work, please consider leaving a comment on the original work for the author.